Coming up in just a second, the group that reunited this weekend on stage after almost a decade plus, I've got some insight on the drama that actually caused their split in the first place. Huh. First, if you'd ever like to see Pete Davidson stand up, you better be ready to keep your mouth shut or pay up. So Pete Davidson, of course, Ariana Grande's ex from SNL, he's on SNL every weekend. Yeah. He's extremely concerned about his jokes leaking, apparently. So concerned that he's been requiring people to risk bankruptcy by signing a $1 million non-disclosure agreement before every one of his shows.
Oh, come on, Pete.
This just started at the end of last week. So ticket holders actually got an email hours before the show informing them they'd have to sign the agreement if they wanted to be let in. Their cell phones and smart watches would be taken away and they'd have to sign this $1 million NDA. And the NDA actually says they will not give any interviews or offer any opinions or critiques about the show. And if they break the agreement, they're going to be on the hook for $1 million.
I'm sorry, he's not that funny.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a diva. Didn't he walk off stage a few months ago from a show because he didn't like the way he was introduced by the host or something? I mean,
he was heckled and there was some drama during a show for that. I agree. I mean, yeah, I think he's going way too far and saying people can't offer any opinions or critiques about the show.
How's the show? No comment.
He has control issues. People are allowed to say whether they like or dislike your show.
Yeah, sorry, dude. If your show sucks, I want to tell people that your show sucks.
People. You should be able to without having to risk bankruptcy.
You know, the whole cell phone thing, I get. Dave Chappelle has been doing that for a couple years
Kevin
now.
Kevin Hart does it too. They did it here at the Bell Center.
It's not new, but I'm sure, you know, those comedians don't have a problem with people expressing their opinions.
Yeah.
Or telling people, yeah, the show was okay. It was fine. Whatever. Get over yourself.
I've never spoken to one of his exes, but I'm sensing some control issues.
Yeah, you're starting to figure out a theme here.
I really am. All right. Days after they announced the reunion, the Pussycat Dolls took the stage for the first time in almost a decade for the UK's X Factor Celebrity. So they did a medley of their old hits. And then they also debuted a new song of theirs called React. I gotta say, I know it's been a long time, but they looked good on stage. Mm. Their dancing was amazing.
They looked good.
They always looked good. How did they sound, though?
Well, you just heard it. What did you think?
Sounded like nothing's changed, really. The new song sounds just like the old one.
True. I guess stick to what you know. Nicole is still a great singer, though. Like, Nicole Scherzinger did an amazing job. She does, like, 95% of the vocals, honestly, in that group. And she says that this reunion of theirs has been years in the making. She said the stars have now aligned and the time is right. They're stronger than ever. And she's not wrong when she said that it's a great time in history for empowerment. And she said, she's sort of opening up about the reasons things really fell apart for them back in the day. First of all, had no idea, but Nicole Scherzinger opened up about a secret battle with bulimia that none of the other girls in the group knew about.
Oh, no way.
Back in the day. She actually traveled separately from the girls in the group back then, too.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, she really separated herself from them. And they had no idea that she was battling. Now, another one of the girls in the group, Jessica, was battling alcoholism at the time too. So everybody was kind of going through dealing with their demons. Some of them were hot messes, but they're saying that they've all grown so much and now they're here to make each other shine and they're hitting the road.
Nice.
Okay. Good luck.